So, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me, do you think we have good political leaders in South Africa?
No.
Well, okay, end of discussion. Thank you so much, Sarah. Chat to you next week. What do you think we are lacking in terms of political leadership?
What we're lacking is something I think you do see in Benjamin Netanyahu, whether you support him or not. And that is, as far as I'm concerned, there are two characteristics of strong leadership. One is taking the tough decision. And the second is taking responsibility for the tough decision. And we lack that very, very badly. And we have to talk at the leadership of the ANC, because that's the leadership of our country at the moment. I want to specifically reference to the issues of the last couple of days, and they sort of have a relevance in their theme. The first is the infamous alleged proposed book burning event by the ANC Youth League in the Free State. And what I think is inadequate there is that the ANC did distance itself from the ANC Youth League, which it had to because it was beyond comprehension. But that's not enough. I believe what we need is for our president to have said something, so that as a people we are reassured that something is fundamentally critical to freedom of speech, freedom of expression, democracy as opposed to autocracy, is actually expressed by the president. It certainly isn't going to make us feel much better that the ANC has said they didn't approve of it. And of course, the open question is whether the ANC will take and or disciplinary or criminal action against the people who were involved. The second one is more insidious, because although it's had a reaction from the DA, it hasn't really had the impact, and I think it probably should have. There was a meeting in Alex, large group of people. There was a stage, there was a table with six or seven people addressing the crowd from the ANC. And Tony Ngeni tweeted in response to that, and unfortunately I haven't got the tweet in front of me, but basically, Herman Mashaba must come to Alex because these tires are waiting for him. Now, in front of the table on the stage were three freshly scrubbed rubber tires, car tires. And of course, the problem for those of us old enough to remember is that one of the most dreadful legacies that the ANC gave the whole fight against apartheid was when there was essentially war in townships, it introduced necklacing as a method for dealing with its opponents. And I'm not sure if people realize just how dreadful necklacing is. Basically, the methodology was to put a tire over a person and push it down so his arms could not move, put some petrol in the tire and then light it, and the person would essentially burn to death in front of a crowd. And it was made particularly notorious when Winnie Mandela stood up and said, with our tires and our matches or whatever, we will liberate this country.
Well.
And it's the sort of comment about which the ANC should be so ashamed, it should instantly, and preferably from the president as well as the party, be disavowed. And I think the problem is we've seen a governing party that has separated action from consequence, as my colleague Gareth van Onselen would say. And as a consequence, we will never get an apology from the ANC for anything. And I think, funnily enough, an apology would do it good. But at the moment, we've got a leadership that is speaking out of the both sides of its mouth at once.
Sarah, I totally hear what you're saying about the South African scenario. I'm just not sure I understand the linkage to Netanyahu at the beginning.
Okay. Now, I would have actually said it later on, but essentially, I'm not looking at Netanyahu's politics as such, but what Netanyahu comes across as is tough, and being tough by taking a decision and taking responsibility for the decision, not whether it's a good or bad decision.
But I don't know, to my mind, you were talking about moral leadership and stating the right thing, and here's a man who's undermining his own Supreme Court and about to be indicted. I'm not sure.
You see, the thing is that strong leadership is not necessarily good leadership.
Okay, well that's.
I suppose what I'm really saying is decisive, And I think that's the one word that isn't in the lexicon at the moment.
Well, it certainly is going to be very interesting to see what happens and what ideas maybe come out of this election, because I do think one of the similarities that we do have with the Israeli election at the moment is there are some ideas that are being debated. I think you could argue that the land question is an important question that is featuring in this election. But I also do think it's very clearly a personalities election as well, which it was in Israel. So I think that that is a similarity. So yeah, I guess we'll find out very soon how decisive Netanyahu will be with his new coalition, and we can certainly discuss it next week, Sarah, when it happens.
Yes, it should happen. I imagine things will happen fairly quickly on that side.
Yeah, for sure. Sarah Gunn, she is from the Institute for Race Relations. Thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.